Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran and China already have a $400 billion deal, and now Iran wants Russia as a member of this trio. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Iran is seeking deals with Russia and with China now. We knew about the Iranian-China deal, but also including Russia, in order to build up a coalition that can resist the United States. Give us more information, please, sir.
Here's the thing, Jimmy. You and I have been covering on this program this growing alliance, this strategic alliance between Russia in the north, China in the east, and Iran in the center, Iran focusing its ire and its military ultimately against the state of Israel. But if you zoom out and take a big picture look at it, it's happening in the snap of the fingers. This past week, after the Iranians concluded their strategic agreement with China, they sent the foreign minister to Moscow to sign a similar kind of agreement with Russia. Now, we know that they've been cooperating for many, many years, but these are actually written, signed cooperation agreements, military cooperation, strategic cooperation, investment both by China and by Russia in Iran's crumbling economy. And I believe what's really behind this, immediately the tactical situation behind this, is that Russia and China are trying to save Iran from economic and political collapse. Investors have fled Iran. People are trying to get the money out in every way. This past week, Iranian police stopped a truck trying to flee Iran, packed with dollars, euros, and gold, probably $1 billion at least in cash. That somebody was trying to get out of the country to a safe haven overseas. And it's not the first time that this has happened. So Russia and China are coming to the rescue of the Islamic fascist regime in Tehran. That's what this is all about. They're trying to get out from under international sanctions so they can continue their work on nuclear weapons.
Ken Timmerman explaining the details behind the Iranian-Chinese-Russian alignment to resist the United States. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. All four of the aforementioned nations will play a role in the end time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. As we see this alignment coming into place, we have tangible evidence of the Ezekiel 38 Gog-Magog war about to begin. We also see the Chinese standing in the wings to fulfill the Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 prophecy. Today, we are one day closer to God's word being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...